talk quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 2nd of May, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Coming up this weekend are the World Athletic Relays, and I'm giving away two more tickets today. I'm giving away tickets today. I'm giving away tickets tomorrow for World Athletic Relays. I don't know about y'all, but I don't even have, Ms. Nuri, I don't even have anything to do for my birthday this weekend.
Happy pre-birthday.
Thank you.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Right, for your young age.
Yes.
Yes. And I hope to celebrate. I need to come across some money to at least do something.
Man, listen, and you don't even have to do it with me. This is the beauty. You don't even have to do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you, you know, you see a lot of people talking about they are getting their Justice of the Peace certification. I get in my Justice of the Misery certification. I'm branching out into something new.
Is there any money in it?
I mean, there could be.
Okay.
Depends on how well I apply my trade. But the point is this, is that I don't even need you to spend money on me mm-hmm. to celebrate my birthday this year. There's just so many things to do.
Give me two or three things you want me to do for you.
Here's what
and the listening audience. Somebody might join and say, hey, on behalf of Erin, I am doing this.
Here's what I would like. I'd like you to encourage people to donate to a charitable effort.
One of them GoFundMe page again?
I mean, if it's for our friend Miss Anne Roll.
Yes.
She is now in Andrus, right?
Yes, Andrus Anne.
Andrus Anne, yeah. She used to live in Exuma and teach in Exuma, right? At
yeah,
one point?
She's all about it. Andrus also, but she's basically from Andrus.
A teacher's life.
Yes.
A teacher's life, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like that she needs a GoFundMe. But yeah, that's an initiative that you could
support.
Yesterday we had Ranfali Home for Children on with Bahamas Sugar Factory talking about their campaign Sips for Smiles, where Sugar Factory Bahamas, in honor of their third anniversary, is organizing a campaign to raise $12,000 for the Ranfali Home in its general budgetary needs. That's a great initiative. And I want to say good morning and thank you to Neil Knowles and Four Season Crane and Heavy Equipment Cranes for taking the initiative, leading the charge, and coming in and making what I consider a sizable donation to the campaign for the Ranfali Home. I want to say thank you to them. There's an event happening on Saturday night, Mr. Nuri, that I think you would enjoy. It's called Frequency 2, being organized by Mr. Andrew Gomez, who we had on the show last week. Was it last week? Or no, top of this week, right? And Frequency 2 is a poetry and performance event. It's going to be at the Nassau Cruise Port Saturday, the 4th of May, from 7:30 to 11 p.m. That's going to be an awesome event. And then, of course, there is the World Athletic Relays. Today, I think I want to talk about electricity, but I am not getting there yet. I got to do the World Athletic Relays trivia. And then here's a message from Bahamas Red Cross Society. Their Fun Run Walk Push and Mini Health Fair will take place Saturday, May 11th. That's not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Saturday, May 11th. The walk event cost is $30. The venue and start point is the Red Cross Society headquarters. They will be traveling essentially west. They'll be following traffic from the headquarters to the first JFK roundabout, and then they're going to go around the roundabout and head west into Bahama Boulevard and then back to the Red Cross headquarters. You can register online at fourseasonsracemanagement.com or in person at the Red Cross headquarters. Come out and support the event. Come out and support it by participating in it, by volunteering at the start and finish points, by standing in the road at a strategic point and cheering on the participants. Come and be one of the heroes among us. The theme for this year's event, Heroes Among Us. Now, the numbers to call for today's trivia or to join the conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. And today's trivia question has been inspired by World Earth Day, National Parks Day, and I was hoping that representatives from Bahamas National Trust could join me this morning to do a Earth Day and National Parks Day wrap-up, but it is not to be. However, the question today by that theme. Here is the question. To win a pair, that's two, to win two tickets to the World Athletic Relays 2024 Chase the Sun Paradise to Paris. The World Athletics Relays is a qualifying event for the Olympics. It's a pre-Olympic event this weekend, May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Here is the question. What is the name of the most recently designated national park? The Bahamas government recently designated a new national park. What is the name of the most recently designated national park? Producer, I see we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hello. The new designated park.
Yes.
I can't remember the exact name, but it's the COS in Eleuthera.
Say that again.
The new designated park.
Yeah.
The COS Park in Eleuthera.
You got it correct, sir. The recently designated national park, the newest national park in the Bahamas, is the Seahorse National Park. And it is at Hatchet Bay Cave and Sweetings Pond on Eleuthera. You are correct. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to hold the line. The producer is going to take your name and number, and I will contact you after the show, but I'm going to leave your tickets at the Guardian today.
Thank you, Mara.
You are welcome. Producer, take that call. Thank you much. Thank you much. Mr. Nuri, You know anything about seahorses?
I know that the men is carry the babies.
Now, when you say carry them, what do you mean?
They inseminate the woman, and the woman basically put it inside their pouch, and they carry it for term, to term.
Right, in a pouch.
Inside a pouch.
Yeah, they protect it. Keep it safe.
Yeah, keep it warm.
Yeah. Yeah. And safe.
And safe.
I mean, as I'm saying, isn't it fascinating that in the the world of nature, like, we're not a part of it, but if we focus deeper into the natural world, we see these amazing, maybe anomalies, these little weird parts of nature. And we say, "Oh, I never thought that could happen." Except, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it? Anybody who have a pouch made to carry things, an eye for that. Okay, here's another question for you. Do you know what the scientific name of the seahorse is?
Seahorses? There you go.
I'd like to thank you for that answer, Mr. Nuri.
Yes,
it is not correct.
I know.
It is not correct, but I would like to thank you for it. Okay, so today I wanted to take the time to delve into the conversation about the new electricity bill and the new natural gas bill. I have been reading through a number of articles all the way from the beginning of March. I had last night gone through a series of articles from the 25th to yesterday. Before that, I had articles from the 18th of May straight down to the 26th. There's just so much to read to make sure that you understand what is happening in this debate. And then I open up today's papers, and today's papers have about freeze that are integral to understanding where we are in this discussion. And I use the word discussion and not debate because there is no debate apparently happening. This concern has been raised by the opposition in several ways. So if we look at today's Guardian, the main article is government backtracks on IRCA powers, amends electricity bill. Another article on top fold, bills pave way for lower power bills, PM says. Let me turn to page 2. Thompson hits at government for failure to consult before bringing electricity bill, natural gas bill. If we go to the editorial in today's Guardian, clarity on IRCA, but not BPL. When we go to today's Guardian business section, PM reassures IRCA is the regulator of Grand Bahama Power Company, GBPC. Also, on the bottom fold, liquefied natural gas bunkering services to begin Friday in GB. In today's Tribune, headline on the top of the fold, poorest pay the most for electric. Subcaption, minister talks of more equitable rates, but no details on BPL plans. And see inside. PM, we are ushering in a new era of power generation. Today's Tribune business, ex-DPM, BPL's $60 million LNG engine costs, quote, really weird, close quotes. Now, GB, coming to you in a moment, caller, GB disrespected on electricity bill. Another article, fixing the crisis. BPL in $500 million liabilities concern. Now, when I spent a couple of hours last night going through 6 pages worth of articles from the 25th of April to May 1st, I didn't imagine that I would open today's papers and see 7 or 8 articles addressing the same issue. That's going to be very difficult to delve into in 1 hour, 2 hours, a week of hours. Mm-hmm. And so I want to take this call, and then I want to frame the conversation. Good morning, caller.
I want you to frame mine in your conversation.
Yes, sir.
This new BPL, I watched Parliament yesterday.
Hold on, pause. Did you hear the Prime Minister or the Minister responsible for Energy and Transport use the term new BPL, or is that your own term?
No, I'm using my own term.
Okay, good stuff.
All right, she looked good in that dress yellow yesterday.
Listen, when I picked up the phone, I didn't expect you to want to talk about sundress diplomacy, sir.
No, that's better than in Parliament.
Okay.
But I watch it in Parliament. Seriously, on a serious note.
Mm-hmm.
And good morning to Nuri. My apology, good morning to your producer. My grandma always say, hey, morning to everybody to get into the house.
Yes, sir.
But what this means for the pensioners, but they mentioned stuff for disabled. They said disabled rating or I don't know if you could I did mention disability. But I'd like to know for the average person, with this new company emerging and partnering in with BPL, I'm wondering, Aaron Green, are we going to pay something nice and decent, like maybe $30? So we're going to still pay the 100 and something, 50. Some people paying 200, 300 a month. I mean, Some people are pinching, they got to go on the street and sell food.
Yeah.
But what this means for us, yeah, you talk about keeping the light on, solar panel, with the electric gas.
Mm-hmm.
But what does mean in pricing?
Absolutely. I think it's an important question to ask. I'm looking for an article that I was reading through last night. Energy bill outlines government's push to diversify power distribution. That's from the 25th of April. It is an interview, I think, with Deborah Deal, former director of the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employers Confederation director. And
right.
That article is a great sort of short explainer as to what's happening. The bill, before it was amended, right, today's leading paper, in the leading paper, The Guardian, but leading story in The Guardian indicates that some of the provision, IRCA's authority to regulate tariffs, like rates, prices, has been amended. So I have to get into that article to determine how it's been amended and what's the impact. But what I've read is that entities that will be authorized to supply power before the amendment, that they, for 3 years, would have had the authority to set their own tariffs and rates, right? But also that what is, I think, implied, or what I inferred from what I have, there will be different categories of people. And so a company may be able to say that, listen, we offer different rates for different categories of people. If you are a member of the disabled community, you will have a rate that's reduced from the average consumer's rate. That's the impression that I got, right?
And so, how you get that impression? What document you get that impression from?
Man, listen, if I tell you, energy bill outlines government's push to diversify power distribution, government tables bill to regulate, the supply of liquefied natural gas.
Right.
Here we go. Opposition leader fares bill guts IRCA's BPL oversight. That's the 26th of April, 24. There's a couple more articles here. David says details on BPL transformative deal to come when all ducks in a row. Ex-minister backs government over BPL private partnership deal. Energy bill opens door to BPL move. New law will allow BPL to right-size operations, IRCA official says. New Electricity Act will help bring relief to the vulnerable. That's an important one to read for the considerations, the things that you were concerned about.
Right.
Opposition leader fares bill guts IRCA's BPL.
Well, hold that pause right there.
Right.
Freeport don't have it. Freeport has. Grand Bahama don't have something for the vulnerable.
Well, pardon?
Grand Bahama Power don't have something for the vulnerable.
As I imagine that as their terms exist right now, they do not. But a part of what I am reading is suggesting or stating that this new bill will change the nature of the relationship between energy suppliers and energy suppliers regulators and energy regulators in the country. Some of the concerns raised are that the government is attempting to change the nature of the relationships between these entities I just mentioned, right? By creating an act that either frustrates or supersedes or causes the Hawksbill Creek Agreement, right? That would cause, or at the very least would suggest, that agreement needs to be in line with existing law. It's a very complex and complicated discussion, and it kind of leads into a point that I want to make, Pumpkin Eater, which is that at this point, I think it's extremely important that interested people and stakeholders and those that have the capacity to engage with resources and technical skills, that it's time that we have a NGO, civil society-based organization whose function it is to monitor all action, policy, procedures and operations around energy, production, generation, transmission, distribution, pricing, or all of the matters. We need a non-governmental, right, civil society entity, because we're talking about 2 months of reading, and it's just far too much for the average citizen to be able to delve into, and assistance of technical experts, or without a cohesive and coherent. But without a cohesive or coherent series of communications from the government. It's unfortunate that we have to read these things through the media, that the energy, the ministry responsible for energy has not created a communications unit whose only job it is to collate this information, break it down, make it available to the public, disseminate it to the public, and make it available to NGOs and interested stakeholders that want to engage in advocacy around the issue.
Right. And 2 things before I let you go.
Before you let me go, I understand.
Yeah. One, the private sector supposed to get involved in setting up energy.
It appears that they are pumpkin eater, but they're not getting involved in the ways that the average citizen requires them to get involved.
Okay, that's important. That needs to be set for. Would not be set for by ERCA. But my second question is, though, ERCA post, when I met with ERCA, our group, about almost 2 years now,
okay,
they both to set up a price for disability, like, who have telecommunication and other utilities in their name.
Okay, so
together, we'll set up a special rate.
So we're looking at
a special rate.
Yeah, we're looking at a policy that would reduce or subsidize rates for members of vulnerable communities.
But it never happened.
Well, this is why this conversation is so important, because
right,
wouldn't it be nice if we had a clear defining of the terms in relation to vulnerable communities?
Let me ask you another quick question.
Quick, before we go.
Mm-hmm. Before I go. Mm-hmm. I reported, but like, pay by meter, like how you pay the by a cell phone.
Right, that's one of the...
That's still on the table, though. They're not talking about that.
It is mentioned. It is mentioned in one of these articles that metering and prepaid metering, that prepaid metering is a part of this strategy to bring more affordable prices to the average Bahamian.
Now, that would be good, because they say you could use your cell phone, but light minutes on your light.
Right. You could do that now, right? You know you could use Sand Dollar to pay your people on your light.
I don't mean like that. I know you could pay it.
Yeah.
But let's say I only want 5 hours minutes, 10 hours minutes.
Yeah, I got you.
Right. That's what they're talking about.
Okay.
But that never came about. And maybe you need to check on that, too.
Okay.
If this new company is going to do that.
And see... Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
All right, have a good day.
Absolutely. Like, when you say this new company, we're still not certain how many companies. There is also reference to the construction of PPPs in the article opposition leader Fair's bill guts IRCA's BPL oversight. That was in Friday's Tribune. Nevertheless, Mr. Pintard's fares came as Prime Minister Philip Davis KC yesterday confirmed that the electricity bill 2024, quote, could, close quotes, permit BPL to be split or broken up into three separate entities responsible for generation, transmission, and distribution, and billings, collection, and back office functions. We're coming to you in a moment, caller. Asked by journalists yesterday whether the state-owned energy monopoly faces being applied. Quote, it could be. The bill allows for that. Close quotes. Caller, I was coming right now.
What does that mean, could be?
let me tell you what it means to me, that you play in politics when you really should be focused on governance. How have we gotten so far into the matter? And when serious journalists come and ask you a serious... See, like if it was Aaron Green on the radio asking questions and you say could be, people would say, well, man, Aaron is a political satirist, right? Mm. But this is the media coming to you and asking you real questions about one of the most important issues facing the country right now. And your response is, it could be, the bill allows for that? Close quotes. Let me go to the phone line. Mm-hmm. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
And good morning, Monsignor Nuri.
Blessings.
I don't know what you all ask about these questions, but that ain't none of your business.
Listen, my whole life, my entire life, I know that BPL is in trouble. And I about to be well into the 40s.
Yeah.
This has been a national crisis for easily 30 years.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. See, I play in Fred Mitchell, not dying on the end of business. What we do. Y'all put us here to govern, and we'll govern the way we see fit. Stop asking us questions. That's the reason why they put it in writing, because if you don't want black people to know nothing, put it in writing, because they ain't gonna read it.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Pumpkin and all the, you know, and Durian, and you know, stop asking questions. That's not none of your business.
I'm trying to get people to read article.
Yeah, but I'm on a more positive note. This is Nurses Month. You all know that, right?
Well, thank you.
This is Nurses Month, and I would like to thank all of the nurses.
Yes,
sir. Them in the dialysis unit at Princess Margaret Hospital. Nurse Hayes, Burnett Hayes, Nurse Zonicle. Mm-hmm. Give me 2 seconds. Nurse Zonicle, you got Nurse After Inquest. You got Nurse Feaston, Nurse Sweetie. You got Sister Roca. You got Nurse Maureen from the Philippines. You have Nurse Richards, you have Nurse McKinsey, and I think 2 more. You have, and the most decorated nurse, very young,
mm-hmm.
very astute nurse, turned to Sister Maycock. Sister
okay.
Maycock. So I would like to thank all of those nurses at PMA's dialysis unit
Good.
On their Nurses Month and achieving such a great, doing such a great job for the patient.
Absolutely.
And you're going to stop asking people questions, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Man, listen, just before you go, thank you. And thank you because my auntie, Juanita Green, was a nurse. Nurse Green. And Nurse Green. She worked at Atlantis in health and safety for the latter part of her career.
Okay.
Nurse Juanita Green. And
okay.
I will say good morning to my friend, LaVar's friend, George Wife, who is a stellar nurse. I just can't remember her last name right now. Because you know when you know people, how you know them?
Yeah.
That's my friend wife.
Yeah.
She's an excellent nurse.
Yeah, man. They got some good ones there and some bad apples, but I just didn't like how you always entertaining Dwayne Tran yesterday. He trying to scoff at the PLP for the condition of the hospital when him and Minnis wait there.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. they've been in power and he ain't do one iota. But he on the radio scoffing at that what the PLP do.
Oh, no.
It's really duplicitous.
They really think people take them seriously when they do that?
No, Bahamian people, stuff got to be wrong with us, David.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that. And he's a doctor, the most stellar doctor in this side of the Caribbean, thoracic heart surgeon.
Yeah, man.
For 4 ambulances.
I hear the hearts is right. They own letter to the PHA. Could you put Dr. Sanzo on McCase, please?
Huh?
I said he's that good. Don't watch that. And I am agreeing with you. He's an excellent doctor.
Yeah, but then he say he looking out for the behaving people. Him and Pentad supposed to be looking out for the behaving people, and he left, sit right there and agreed to Brave Davis dissolving the sovereign wealth fund.
Hey, thank you so much.
Come on the radio and talk about we for the behaving people.
Listen, thank you so much. I gotta take this next call, and then I'm gonna lead into what it is you're talking about. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Ms. Green, and to Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, yes. Do you know that the future is energy?
I mean, the future, the past, everything is energy.
Mm. Right. But even more so the future. The future is energy. Even data, the data-driven aspect of it. The reason that it's important is that, you know, oftentimes we talk about the sale of DTC.
Mm-hmm.
If we continue with what we're doing to BPL, we will owe... Those people who we argued against,
mm-hmm.
the BTC, an apology, and every child born since 1980, January 1st.
Yes, sir.
We are selling and prostituting their future. There's absolutely no need to sell BPL. Let's take in perspective the premise. BPL is about five pieces, right?
Okay.
It's the name. It's the debt. It's generation, transmission, and distribution.
Okay, see, Alan, where's BEC?
Now, BEC is still there. Understand, BEC is the actual assets and the company that cannot be sold.
Okay.
So what we did is we changed the name to separate the legality of not being able to sell or give away any of those assets. So we say, no, you know, BEC can't be sold, but we only sold BPL, even though we tried to move whatever. But if you look at the law and what is being attempted, you'll see that they are trying to circumvent that very law. In the same way, but Telco couldn't be sold, so we could argue that we sold BTC. Now, the BTC sale is well past its argument date. You know, the PLP said they could get it back, they didn't. And here's why we say it's beyond its argument date. Because the technology that BTC is using right up to date is end of life, already passed. There's a new means of communications, and we haven't talked about that, but I want to go back to BPL. We can talk about the where we need to be. But energy is part of that very infrastructure of the future that we need to drive.
Absolutely.
And so what happens is what the PLP is doing is literally resetting the clock to majority rule.
There you go.
Literally.
See, it's Alan.
Literally.
I'm going to reach out to you for some more context, for some more information, and so I could figure out how to properly frame this conversation. Because no government agency is framing the conversation in a way that is accessible to the average consumer and the average taxpayer who at the end of the day are responsible for footing every bill generated by the entities, whatever they are called. We got to go to a break. Thank you so much, C. Allen Johnson. Caller, hold the line. I'll call back after the break. We'll be right back.
Elaine, you hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we got to pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying, poor mouth. Ain't be much. Boss still got to pay. Why is 24?
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we got to do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
Attention all New Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full and get a chance to win big. That's right, simply pay your bill and you'll be automatically entered to win a stunning 55-inch smart TV. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring into savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and sewage committed to growth, committed to quality. Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our big son, from paradise to Paris, at the BTC World Athletic Relays, here in Nassau, Bahamas, at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Mm-hmm. Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We are delving into the new electricity bill and the liquefied or the natural gas bill, I think, which have been passed yesterday. I want to frame this conversation, the focus on what is perhaps a collapse in oversight mechanisms throughout the government. And I wanted to highlight the concerns raised by stakeholders and members of the opposition in the discussion. And I wanted to point out that it's very concerning that over the several decades that it appears that all of the mechanisms that are intended to provide oversight and governance have been bastardized by various administrations, maintained by successive administrations, and now administrations are attempting to entrench this bastardization of both the Westminster system. Call a call right back, man. I just, sorry, the sentence is very long. The bastardization of the Westminster system in governance and governance in the Bahamas. So here's a text. Good show, Erin. I hope the Pay and Pumpkin need him more than Anton for his input. If you need a breakdown of this BPL new bill, just ask Lincoln Bain. He could break that down for you in about 20 minutes better than the people who made the actual bill. He broke it down for the government is doing is selling the parts of the car instead of selling the car. So that means Bahamians will not benefit anything, but in fact will continue to be hostage to these foreign companies. Texter, I don't even know if they own the car. I don't even know if it is a car at this point, because I feel like they're trying to sell me a donkey and they put socks on it that look like wheels. Right? Your point is taken. I've been following this from I was 17 and I couldn't figure out why the transformer next to my house is making more noise than the traffic.
But my concern is, what do we do? We know that BPL, BEC is in jeopardy,
mm-hmm.
right? And the PLB has a plan. It might not be the best plan, but they have a plan. Now, our goal is we should be debating aspects of the plan. So I like this, I do not like this, how can we change this? And okay. This is why we have the first reading of the bill, and hopefully the FNM will respond. I see the caller mentioned Lincoln Bain. Hopefully he will be able to give some input that the general or his supporters are able to challenge the government and say, well, this part I do not like.
Okay.
Change this, tweak that.
Caller, coming right now. I argue that they do not have a plan. I argue that creating new legislation and giving us sound bites in the House and in the media does not equate to a plan. And my fear is, even with all of the good information provided in this article I want to touch on before the end of the show, my fear is that the opposition does not have a plan, that the opposition will find itself either perpetuating, continuing, or reversing in a detrimental way whatever it is the PLP is attempting to convince us that they doing right now. We go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. You know, what I like to say is that every Bahamian is a stakeholder.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to BPL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, right?
Yes.
And then it seems like Sea Island is the only one with the right narrative, you know, with the quality, crucial narrative. You see, it ain't about the P, the F and M and them, you know, it's not about politics, you know, because them and the F and the PLP, the F and M and the PLP are the same. You know, they both, you know, the minister or the leader of the F and M is talking about transparency and, you know what I'm saying, offerings.
Yes.
You know, the BBBs, that's not it. You know, the issue is not selling it.
Yes.
You see, you look in the UPM and you see everything that they have, every public asset that they have privatized, have issues and they got to roll it back. You know, and we all know that the debt isn't going to go. The debt's going to stay with us. And what the company's going to do is sell all the assets that they could, raise the fund, raise the cost. you understand me, you know, and the public will get all the, what you call it, all the debt. You understand?
Yes.
Me? And the private individuals will get all the debt. The issue is not whether the human top shares. You know, understand? As opposed to foreigners or so many behemoths, you know, whether it's a thousand behemoths, when it's privatized, it's no good.
Thank you, caller.
Not in this day and age. That Margaret Thatcherism and Reaganomics, that didn't work.
Absolutely.
Every country that does it have issues.
Yes, thank you.
No.
Thank you very, very much for your call. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Caller, I'm coming right to you. My concern is that in and of itself, a PPP may not be a bad thing.
Yes.
But without regulations and mechanisms and the capacity to provide oversight and enforce the terms of the agreements, we left to be terrorized by unscrupulous actors in whatever sector we're looking at. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
How you doing, Aaron?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Mr. Nui.
Pleasant.
You all got a smart answer from the PM. I can say maybe, right?
You said,
well, this BPL thing, like Sea Island break it down into five parts, and the union president said they should stop and they don't need to sell it. Now, we the Bahamian people own BC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, now, we're trying to get out of this fossil fuel thing, and why we have to sell it when we can harness the sun ray direct. They will tell you all these big figures for what it costs to redo it. But Aaron, Nui, think about it. If the Chinese, and we could get all those solar panels, they would basically probably bring them here on credit and bring the fellas in to install them, right?
Right.
And see, look at the sunray. The first thing you got to do is harness the energy through the day. At night, then you could turn on the generators. But harness them from every island. In Crooked Island, they top in like 300 watts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 300 kilowatts, right? The generators, 450, 600 and 800
absolutely.
Kilowatt generators,
but,
right?
Right, but nobody has, I think everybody thinks that's a great idea. The concern is who will own the companies that are doing this, right?
That's what I'm saying, they don't need to sell.
Yeah.
They don't need to sell. Because I'm just showing you an example. Auckland, they consuming about 420, something like that. I see I did my research on these things.
Yes, sir.
The thing is, and the generators, like, you know, what they're using there. So in the daytime, on every island, like Guana, Inagua, Cat Island, and Salvador, see, it don't cost that much to replace the daytime consumption of energy that we getting free from the Father above.
Right. I'm with you, sir. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Our concern is that, imagine, I'm on solar in the daytime, turbine generation in the nighttime, right?
Generators are using now, you know.
Right, I agree.
Less in the day.
Hold on, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Imagine now I in Mayaguana and I'm tied into the system and then there's a problem, a storm, tree hit, something.
No, that's why the generators sit there. They could run in the day too. The same generator.
Caller, I need you to, just for a second.
Okay.
And there's a disruption in service and the private entity that's managing or providing power to me tells me, oh, I don't know when you're going to have a technician down to your island because he have to wait for the parts to come from Minnesota, right? This is our concern. The government can't provide oversight for its own entities. The government can't cause its own actors to do what they are required to do by law and policy, by contract. And here you are now creating another construct, right? Where you throw in a third party for a premium, and that third party gets to set terms that they don't have to follow. They get to set terms that they don't have to follow, and we, the Bahamian people, are left frustrated in every avenue. So I'm with you. I want you to know that I'm with you, that
this
there's a great concern about...
This is why, this
about,
is why I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is why BPL, we, our company, that's our things.
Yes, sir.
That all we have to do is bring in the panels. How many of them could come and simultaneously they're installing them on these islands and even here in Nassau. Let's look at it.
Oh, no, Carla, I got to go. I want to thank you very much, though, because I appreciate what it is you said. You've done your research, and that is obvious in your contribution.
There are three parts, really.
But listen, hold on. I got to go, Carla.
The backup generator and batteries can come later.
I got you.
And the liquid natural gas, like they said, they can float them in. That's another aspect that can come afterwards.
Thank you. Thank you, Carla. I got to go.
Okay.
I want you to know that I appreciate your contribution. Again, it's obviously an informed contribution to the table. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I heard Mr. Bentard briefly on the radio this morning. I didn't come and what he said wasn't too encouraging because he is still promoting privatization. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear. Is he going to hear 100% Bahamian owned? I mean, even though he was saying that Bahamians should own it, Bahamians own it right now. It doesn't make any sense for a few Bahamians are supposed to benefit off. So I don't care if it's foreign or Bahamian, it should not be privatized, period. No PPP, nothing. Just run the thing the way it's supposed to be run because it's a very serious injustice for individuals to have messed it up, right? And then in turn, they're going to benefit from the mess up. You know what I mean? Forever, if we allow it, then their families are going to benefit from. Listen, that is crazy.
Thank you, sir. Let me carry on the risk of the rest of this conversation.
I just want to say this right here. What we need, Ms. Green, and what we need, Mr. Nuri, is we need new laws that specifically punish corruption of government officials, like political practices and corrupt businesses practices, like how they do in China. You know what I mean? I think they have capital punishment over there. They don't play. You know what I mean? So if we really want to discourage individuals from doing this type thing, we have to put some type of deterrent in place. And we got to change the law that when you do fool with the people's money, you either go to jail or you go to the gallows. Ain't no playing around. All right? Now, y'all have a nice day. Thank you very much and good show.
Thank you, caller. That's a very extreme response, but I appreciate the contribution. Let's go to the next caller and then these texts. Good morning, caller. Caller, I miss you. Caller, text says, Aaron, the caller ain't see that big commissioning solar project in Freeport this week. So here are two articles, 6 megawatts of solar commissioned for Grand Bahama. And from the Tribune, East Grand Bahama microgrid set to hire up to 50 people. Two extremely important articles. Text, pirates are still in power. No. Y'all missed. Listen, this is why we have to delve into the semantics. When they said pirates expel, commerce restored, they were talking about transatlantic slave commerce. They're talking about trading in people. Mm. That's why they were so happy that it was restored. Mm-hmm. A text said, cane them. No capital punishment necessary. Another text says, Aaron, we are surrounded by sunlight 365. When are they going to solarize the entire capital? Do we need city government? Yes, we need city government. Another text, I disagree with Aaron. The government clearly has a plan. A non-transparent, no-bid opportunity to give BPL away to the friends and supporters of the PLP. I didn't go to the text.
I know.
Yeah. Another text, F&M plan was hedging and a rate reduction bond. Those were advanced and working. They were canceled, and now the solution is a fire sale to a single buyer. Text, I don't know if it's a single buyer. We're not quite sure if it's a fire sale. We just don't know yet. They want to keep us in surprise. Another text, the caller is wrong about Dr. Sands. I remember clearly during the last administration, Dr. Sands saying if he had the option, he'd blow up PMH and start over. He meant to say he'd like detonated in a professional. Yeah, that's what he meant to say.
Not a Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, because if it was a regular person. If it were a regular person. Mm-hmm. A very close quote, sorrowfully asking Dr. Sines to resign. Oh, Dr. Minnis did everything he could to sideline him. This type of behavior is not uncommon. There are many petty men in power who do everything they can to eliminate technically competent persons under their command that they perceive as threats. In the public service, you typically hear of someone being put in a room with nothing to do and no meetings to attend. petty leaders are destroying our country from top to bottom. Well, I say that mediocre, and coming to you right now, call a producer on this, mediocre and lackluster politics.
But I want to have a discussion about how this will impact employees. The union, it doesn't seem to be involved. They seem to be have to be waiting for information and then have to be responding to whatever information they haven't gotten yet.
Absolutely. Yet. Caller, you got 30 seconds.
Yeah. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Imagine for a minute, you and Ms. Inuri, that they take all of the schools off the BEC grid, all of the government buildings,
mm-hmm.
and just run them all on solo. How much money you think they'll save?
I don't know. We have to do a cost analysis of what it would take, what type of a layout it would take to produce the same amount of through solar and then the staff required.
Well, how much electricity does a school need for 9 to, let's say 4, period?
A lot of battery. The problem is the battery. And I was at the end, I was going to mention to Aaron that we're not considering how much battery space, how many miles of battery, right. how many but, property of battery we would need to store.
And not only that, Brother Nuri, you ever drove around in the night? Now, I'm not just talking about this government. I'm talking about government from time immemorial.
Yeah.
And see how much lights is beyond in these government buildings in the night, nobody there?
Yeah. We can understand the need to have temperature control in the building with a lot of technology.
Yeah, we're talking about air conditioning. No, you're not really talking about air conditioning.
The lights themselves. No, sir, I agree. I mean, I agree with your sentiment. I want to say thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Your call is my producer. Come back in the room and I end the show on time, man. Another text here that says, Bahamians are too passive. The government MPs sell gas and fuel. I want to reference the prior caller. And all the callers have talked about the length of time that this has existed. I am troubled greatly that this is the state that we're in post-Alstom. The state that we're in post the conviction of Fred Ramsey in relation to charges of bribery and the ignoring the decision of how these generators get here.
The needle has not moved.
Right. Somebody was charged. They were found guilty. They couldn't go to jail because of their age and their health. And we, the Bahamian people, with respect for old people, say, yeah, man, the man is old and he's not well. Putting him in prison don't make any sense. And the political class watched that happen. And you did nothing to save BPL. And now you're trying to convince us that you have to sell it to make it work. I don't want China selling us any solar panels. Like C. Allen Johnson intimated earlier, energy is so important that you have to produce your own energy to be a sovereign country. Imagine that we allow a government whose only proof of governance is their ability to rack up debt. Tell us that they're going to create an agreement where they're going to sell off parts of our power generation systems to foreigners who could then turn around and we don't like y'all no more. And so we taken control of this entity.
Still, we need to have that debate on whether it's a national security risk moving forward in terms of economies closing down, companies going belly up. What does that mean to the Bahamas in general if there's some frustration in this global market?
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is a national security issue.
Again, I wanted to frame the conversation in a broader context, right, which is, I think we have an administrative crisis where we're seeing a series of collapses of integral and important legislative infrastructure, if I could say that, framework, right, that is intended to not just protect the Bahamian people, but to protect governance from the Fiscal Responsibility Act, the Procurement Act, public disclosures, this wild statement. I come in right, play the music, producer, play the music. This wild statement in 2023 that fines and settlements can remain confidential even if being issued by a judge and a court.
Then I'll ask you this before you go.
Yeah.
Should we look at this new legislation with jaundiced eyes?
We should look at all legislation with jaundiced eyes, prepared to detect any particular agenda. Yeah, and absolutely. We all out of time. Remember, World Athletic Relays, and it's Nurses Month. Give a nurse a hug. But make sure you're wearing PPE, because she important. He important, too. Y'all have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Inuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to the Guardian News Network update on the hour. While acknowledging the natural gas bill 2024 is a new concept with the potential to create a great deal of money, East Grand Bahama MP Kwesi Thompson yesterday asked the Davis administration to elaborate on its plans for that industry, including who will benefit from it and whether it will involve another secret deal. He suggested any profits from natural gas should be placed in a sovereign wealth fund, though he noted that provision was not included in the bill. That bill and the Electricity Bill 2024 passed in the House of Assembly yesterday. The government expects both will reform the energy sector, but the opposition refused to support those bills without more specifics, including knowing who the players in the industries will be. Well, Education Minister Glenys Henamah is not prepared to mandate drug testing for children who are suspected of using alcohol or illegal narcotics, as suggested by Teachers Union President Belinda Wilson.
If testing is deemed necessary by a parent, then the parent, in conjunction with that child, can facilitate that. But I do not see that as a role at this time with the Ministry of Education and the school to test students for drugs.
Wilson asked the ministry to consider drug testing after three boys were hospitalized reportedly due to ingesting suspected marijuana at a public school. And the government has tabled a bill that would allow defendants to waive their right to a jury trial and opt to have their case heard by a Supreme Court judge alone. It comes about a month after the current and three former chief justices complained about the challenges in selecting juries and the time that would be saved if cases could be heard by judges alone. That bill was tabled on the same day that the jury hearing the rape trial against North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish was discharged, after Justice Renee McKay learned one of those jurors was closely connected to opposition leader Michael Pintard. That's what's making headlines at this hour. Stay with us. AP Update is next.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Flash bang, shoving, scuffling. It's been chaotic and tense at UCLA this morning, where police have removed barricades and worked to dismantle pro-Palestinian protesters' encampment. We're not hearing a lot from the White House.
Apart from condemning anti-Semitism, the White House has largely stayed out of it.
Americans have the right to peacefully protest.
While spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says some demonstrations have crossed the line.
Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful.
She's repeatedly deflected questions about whether police should have been called in and if schools should discipline the protesters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump's back in court at his hush money trial in New York after a day off yesterday during which he was on the campaign trail.
It was nice to be able to campaign one day without being in this ridiculous...
Donald Trump. I'm Rita Foley.
John's Careware is the leading store for medical wear. John's Careware is fully stocked with scrub sets and separates by Healing Hands, Cherokee, Skechers, Dickies, Medical, and Adar Medical in sizes extra small to 5X. John's Careware also carries a full line of slip-resistant shoes by Nursemates and Clogs, and stockings and socks for those long days on your feet. Thank you to all the healthcare workers who have seen us through these difficult times. John's Careware's friendly and helpful staff is happy to serve you at both Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road locations.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.